The ship sped on through the night as they rowed in silence. Tyria was lost for words. Who would have thought that the big colour sergeant, hard as granite and tough as oak wood, had a heart so innocent and simple? In the midst of these thoughts, she was startled by the arrival of their relief, Quartle and Porton.
I say, shove over, you chaps. The blinking bus have arrived, what?
Lather, we'll be rowing the Jolly Old Tab until dawn.
Tyria and the sergeant rose from the bench as the two subalterns scrambled into their places at the sweeps. Quartle twiddled his ears in a jocular manner.
Expect your old royal royalness is about ready for some flipping shut-eye, eh, miss?
Porton winked impudently at the sergeant.
Nighty-night, Sarge. Off you go, what? I'll bet you'll dream about bullying green-nosed recruits around the old barrack square. Left, right, pick those paws out, Lenny Buck.
Colour Sergeant O'Crag riveted them to their seats with his famous parade ground glare.
One more word out of you and I'll pick your paws up and sling you into the sea, you horrible little beasties.
Tyria was still chuckling as she wrapped herself in an old cloak and lay down behind the small galley. Slumber was not long in claiming her after half a night of rowing. Cuthbert never slept. When on board, he was constantly on duty. The odd hare sat at the tiller, in a sort of half-doze, steering his vessel by instinct. Apart from the gentle lap of waves, it was quiet. The purloined petunia ploughed smoothly over the deeps, on into the star-strewn night. 31 hares, a fish hawk, and one otter maid, westward bound. In the grey half-light preceding dawn, Tyria was awakened by the high-piercing call of the osprey. She looked up to the masthead to find that Pandion had gone. Making her way astern, the otter maid found Cuthbert still seated at the tiller with one eye open. She questioned him briefly.
It's not light yet. Where's Pandion gone?
Cuthbert scratched his ear lazily.
That old rascal comes and goes as he pleases, Tilly Miguel. Mayhaps he's spotted land, I don't know.
Racing forward, Tyria scrambled out onto the bowsprit and scanned the sea around her. The waters were smooth, with hardly a wave of any size, blanketed by a mist that had taken on a soft golden haze as the sun began to rise. Visibility was virtually non-existent, but from somewhere far off she could distinguish the muted cry of gulls. Hanging onto the bowline, Tyria leaned out, peering keenly into the waking day. Behind her, the sail flapped idly and began to fill. The same breeze which was steering it began to shift the mist rapidly.